Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Welcome to the third of our six-part series featuring music from the 2015 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. This very popular festival, which has been running since 2003, has presented amazing music from the finest artists in bluegrass, such as Blue Highway, Balsam Range, and Steep Canyon Rangers. And for the first time this year, Jam Live recorded some of the fantastic performances. Today's episode features Mike Bentley and the Cumberland Gap Connection from Kentucky, a highly energetic bluegrass band with a sound all their own. The group strives to take their driving style of bluegrass to the next level with aggressive instrumentation mixed with a distinctive vocal harmony style. Before we get into the music, let's just listen to part of an interview Whitehorse producer Steve Gedros held with the band during the festival.
This is Steve Gedros. We're coming to you live from the 2015 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival here in downtown Haines Junction. I'm here with Mike Bentley and Cumberland Gap Connection. The members of the band are Mike Bentley on guitar and lead vocals, Matt Heiser, normally mandolin, but on banjo on this gig. We have Jeff Smith on bass and harmony vocals, and Josh Brown on mandolin and vocals, typically on guitar, I gather, in this band. Welcome, you guys. Welcome
thanks,
to the Yukon.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Thanks for coming all the way from Kentucky and West Virginia to play for us. It's really special for us. You guys have always been involved in bluegrass in some form, is that correct? Maybe everybody can go through and talk a little bit about their background.
Well, from the time I was little, I started playing in churches a lot with my grandparents and some other folks there around the church, probably 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
And my grandpa used to play a lot of quartet music, gospel quartet music in the 70s.
Professionally?
Semi.
Okay.
I suppose I did some traveling, but maintained day jobs and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But it just kind of gravitated towards the bluegrass side of things by the time I came along, and I've always loved it.
Yeah.
And for me, on my daddy's side, everybody played, and it just come on down. My brothers plays. I've been playing probably for 30 years, I guess, and that's the only thing I listen to.
Okay. Okay. You answered all my questions at once. Thanks, man.
I started playing bluegrass music when I was about 8 years old. I don't really know any other kind of music. I mean, from the time I was born, my parents played in a band, and my dad was playing banjo while I was, you know, being born, probably.
Yeah.
So it's always been a part of our lives, and then West Virginia and Kentucky as a whole, you know, that's really what we're growing up on. That kind of, you know, describes our way of lives almost. You know, it's kind of a close-knit kind of type of area. So, I've been playing about 24 years, I guess. So,
wow.
Started very young, as you can tell. I'm only, you know, 24.
Yeah, we believe that, don't we, guys?
Whatever, but, it's that's just kind of what we do in our area, and to get to play with these guys is just amazing, and it's been a great opportunity for sure.
I started, I guess, when I was around 15, I was trying to learn an instrument.
Right.
But I've been singing as long as I can remember. My parents didn't play, but I had uncles who played, you know, several years prior to me coming along. My dad, he was a great singer. Most people didn't know it because he didn't sing a lot, you know, in front of anybody. And then I had two older brothers when I was younger that they played in a little bluegrass group. And so I kind of got, you know, just in all around in the family, which I kind of went, you know, I listened to bluegrass and enjoyed it. But I was a big country music fan when there was a such thing as country music.
Yeah, I take it you're not a fan of modern country, contemporary country.
No, I hate that it died.
Right,
I mean,
okay,
that's
I'm
the way
with you.
I see it. You
I
know,
get it.
I hate that country doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
But to me, I think bluegrass is as close as it gets to that. And so now, you know, but I love the classic. You know, Keith Whitley is my favorite. George Jones. I just love that stuff.
The baritones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, I guess, you know, that's what I sing. So I guess my ear lends itself that gravitates that way. So it's been, and it kind of, you know, it gives us a little more variety as far as our shows and our material, you know, because that's when I arrange music or when I play, or that's what I hear in my head. Okay. Is that style of singing. You know, I don't, we joke all the time because Josh is our tenor singer, you know, the girly voice. and they say, well, you know, Mike's got the man voice. So whenever we're doing that stuff, you know, that the high lonesome side of bluegrass is not what I hear in my head. So I guess that, you know, it's just a little different.
Sure.
I hear the what I can do with something, and so that's kind of what we build it around.
Makes perfect sense to me. Now, I know you have a new self-titled album coming out.
Yeah.
And that's on Union House Records.
Uh-huh.
And that's due out this summer, is that correct?
Yeah,
next month?
Or? We're hoping for either July or August.
Okay.
Just released a single off of that project about 3 weeks ago or a month or something.
I was listening to that. It's Truck Driving?
Yeah, it's called Truck
Driving. Yeah, I was listening to that. Boy, that has great energy, that song. Maybe we'll just go there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
That song was actually written, you know, the what you mentioned, our Union House Records. I actually formed that label with a couple of other bands.
I wanted to get into that too.
Yeah, I formed that with a guy named Shannon Slaughter of Shannon and Heather Slaughter Band.
Yes.
Another partner is Jeff Brown of Jeff Brown and Still Lonesome.
Okay.
And a friend of ours out of North Carolina named Dale Phelps. So we formed Union House Records. I think it was actually in March, just a few months back.
Right.
And so Truck Driving is the first song that has ever been released on Union House.
Okay, now what I was reading, it says by artists for artists.
Right, and that's what we were intending, you know. Again, I've had two different record deals on two different labels of the projects you mentioned, A Whole Lot of Lonesome and another song. And man, they were great. We were on the first project with Kindred Records, the second with Mountain Fever Records, and I have no complaints. They were just great guys. And but it's like anything else, you know, as you move forward, I won't say necessarily that your goals change, but maybe the way you reach your goals, you know, the path you take to it sometimes has to change.
Okay. Okay.
And so that was kind of where we were. You know, it's I don't know that that's ever been done before, and that's what we had talked about. You know, about forming the label. It was up in the air. You know, it wasn't just something we said, yeah, we got to do. I mean, there was a lot of consideration because there's a lot to run on a record label. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you got three owners who are trying to run bands. So, I mean, it become very difficult. But we just all felt that was the right thing for our bands. And who knows, you know, down the road who we may bring in or not. But, you know, for now, that's our goal is to push our three bands and do it the right way that suits us. And you know,
but it's not necessarily that you were disillusioned with other labels.
Not at all. Okay. No, we had great relationships. I mean, honestly, in the end, it was a business move.
Okay,
we just have more control over everything, and plus too, you know, and I'm sure you guys see it in your day to day jobs that, you know, when you have someone from one side of the spectrum, and then you have someone from the other. So, and what I mean by that is we're the artists. So we're out here playing the shows, festivals, dealing with, you know, the booking agents, the publicists, the record labels dealing with a lot more other things outside of that.
Yes.
So you can bounce ideas or things, but it's hard to really get that feedback that, hey, I'm in this certain situation. What do I do? They don't know.
Of course.
They've never been there.
Of course.
So, you know, a great thing about what we're doing is, you know, Shannon, Jeff, and myself, we've all been in this a long time now. And so I feel like we've probably all seen a lot of different things. And, you know, if there's something comes up that we haven't seen, then we can bounce that off each. Hey, what did you do in this situation?
Okay.
And how did the outcome, you know?
Okay.
So sometimes you can learn from what to do from someone, and some other times you can learn what not to do.
Yes.
So it's
which are both important.
Yeah, very important.
I see this as a way of maybe giving back and giving a young artist a shot. Right?
Sure, sure. And you know, and again, I guess that's one reason, because there's so few labels in bluegrass. I'm trying to say this without sounding, you know, like you said, any disillusionment there, but there's so few labels and so many bands,
yes.
I guess is the right way to say it.
Yes.
And, you know, when you start getting just 20 bands on a label or 30, you know, you start wondering, well, where does everybody fit in?
You know? Well, of course, I've seen it in the past where bands are kind of played off against each other.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
No, and that's what we wanted. And that's the reason I say that I don't think this has ever been done. Because, you know, it's hard for bands to come together to work for a common goal because, in essence, you know, you can be best friends, but you're still competing for those same gigs and the record sales and the airplay. I mean, there's so much to it.
Of course.
So, man, it's just great to find guys who are like-minded, you know, that you can work with, and they're willing to set themselves aside and their band maybe on this certain occasion to help your band.
Okay.
So it's kind of a next man up type thing.
Sounds
really whoever's
good.
Up at the time, hey, let's get behind and push.
That's great. What do you feel about awards and competitions in general in music?
I think awards are great in anything because, again, that's just another goal. What I want out of this music may be totally different than the next band.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what I personally want out of it could be different than what Matt here wants out of it. as long as we're, you know, there has to be some common goals in a band or you'll never make it.
Of course.
But I think awards are great when they're done fairly. I got no problem with it. I think it's a, you know, and there's a lot of folks that really deserve to be recognized.
Yes.
I mean, this is not easy, you know.
Yes.
Just keeping a band together, you know, keeping 4, 5, 6 people together and not having to make moves all the time. I mean, that's hard.
Of course.
But to be able to not just keep them together, but musically for it to just click and everything, you know, falling, all those moving parts falling perfectly into place. Man, yeah, they deserve that. As far as competitions, honestly, I don't have much of an opinion on that. A band competition, really, it's in the ear of the judge.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If they like a certain style of music,
they're going to vote for that band.
Right. And, so, I mean, how do you say one band's better than another?
That's what I'm getting at, because it's really, I've read a lot of criticism about making it kind of like a sport, you know, that you're competing and, you know, it's not about the music or the art. It's about what the judge is like
sure.
or, I don't know, some other variables.
And I also take that into account, you know, not to change the subject, but I think it ties hand in hand, is, you know, for an instant, a CD review.
Of course.
I mean, if you're, you know, if you're a person that really likes our music, you know, you may think it's the greatest thing ever was.
Yeah.
But the next guy comes along that likes maybe a more progressive or a more traditional, maybe our music doesn't appeal to him that way. So it's really all, it's kind of, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder, really.
I guess in so many things we say, if it was easy, anybody
sure,
would do it, right?
Sure. I mean, you can, you know, I think anybody that knows and appreciates music, whether you like it or not, you have to respect it. If it's together, if it's right, you know, you can hear that.
Absolutely.
We're not asking everybody to like our music. You know, we just want them to give it a chance and, you know, and hopefully they will. At least like something about it, you know?
Of course, yeah.
So that's everybody's hope, I think.
Of course, in every endeavor, I'd
sure,
say.
Sure.
What can our audience expect from you guys this weekend?
They can expect us to give them 110%. That's the one thing that in this band, you know, that's my goal as the band leader. I can promise that they'll either get 110% from all of us, or if somebody don't give 110%, they'll regret it.
Right.
Because I'll let them know about it.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying perfection, because we...
That's a whole different thing.
No, yeah, we're not perfect. I mean, but we will give them everything we got, you know. We want them to leave there feeling like they got a bargain for their money.
Right.
And we want to, if nothing else, we want to leave with new friends.
Right.
And we want them to remember our music when we leave here.
Anybody else got anything to add to that? That sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to thank you guys for chatting with me. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us. That's a true honor.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Isn't it ever? Isn't it ever? We got this fresh snow on the mountains just for you guys.
That's great.
You know that.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can hear Steve Gedrose's full interview with Mike and his band on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just click on the Jam Live link. And now, here are Mike Bentley and Cumberland Gap Connection live at the St. Elias Convention Center.
Sat and wondered about my home back in the hills. The water's clear, bluebirds sing in the misty morning mountain dew. Take me back in the morning to my home in Tennessee, where the air is fresh as sun and a man's as free as summer breeze. Our home no more sea. They are singing with the angels, and the old home still waiting there for me. Take me back in the morning to my home in Tennessee, where the air is fresh as sun and the man's as free as summer breeze. To my home in Tennessee, where the air is fresh at sunrise and a man's as free as summer breeze, and a man's as free as summer breeze. You'll need a friend to help you every day. she won't be around, I'd like to wander back.
How about it for you there, folks?
She won't be around. I'd like to wander back to the old hometown. She won't be around. I'd like to wander back to the old hometown. Yes, I'd like to wander back to the old hometown.
Thank you all. Good night.
Lost love, where can I find you? You left your friend on my heart. The pain is here to remind me I'm so hurt since we had to part. When the wind blows through the willows and the night birds call from the trees, when the moon comes over the mountain, lost love takes a toll on. Lost love, I know why I betrayed you. I couldn't have known you wouldn't leave. No effort to just understand you. Now I'm left all alone. When the wind blows through the willows and the night birds call from the trees, when the moon comes over the mountain, lost love takes a toll. and I birds call from the trees when the moon comes over the mountain. Yeah, lost love takes a toll on me. Yeah, lost love takes a toll on me.
This song here is on our Whole Lot of Lonesome project that we have for sale out here. It's one I wrote, we recorded. A lot of folks hear the song title on this one and they say, well, that's stupid. And then after they hear the song, it's a little different. This is probably one of my, probably the most special song to me that I've ever written, because I wrote this song after my dad passed away, and that's kind of how I felt. So we'll give it a try for you. It's one called Waiting at the Harbor. There's been days in the past when the sun would always shine. Nothing seemed to rain on my parade. Then there were times I couldn't see the light. Days so dark I couldn't find my way. But now it just seems like I'm stuck in between, walking around with all this pain. Just don't know which way to go. Feels like I'm waiting at the harbor for a train. I don't know if I can take it. Don't think that I can make it. I'm tired of standing out here in the rain. How can you find a home when you can't move on? Feels like I'm waiting at the harbor for a train. I've waited all my life for my ship to come in, but I'm starting to think it's lost at sea. I'd all but given up, then I'd try again. My mind and my heart just won't agree. Should I just move on, or am I too far gone? Will I ever find my way? Don't know what to do. There's no hope in view. Feels like I'm waiting at the harbor for a train. I don't know if I can take it. Don't think that I can make it. And I'm tired of standing out here in the rain. How can you find a home when you can't move on? Feels like I'm waiting at the harbor for a train. Going round and round, just hoping to be found. Is that the turn this life's supposed to take? Is this my destiny, or is it all just me? Waiting at the harbor for a train. I don't know if I can take it, don't think that I can make it. And I'm tired of standing out here in the rain. How can you find a home when you can't move on? Feels like I'm waiting at the harbor for a train. Yeah, I'm waiting at the harbor. Ain't seem to get no farther. Waiting at the harbor for a train. Oh, I'm waiting at the harbor for a train.
Buford County was raised a crooked man. Made the county dry and the prices high for the bootleg whiskey band. His age was barely 21, his family was ashamed. They had a son, but he left his home for the bootleg whiskey game. Bootleg John, won't you come on home? Your family's all alone. You're running wild and your baby child wants his daddy home. Him dearly, though she seldom came around. She'd always cry when she said goodbye, but she never could hold him down. With a pistol in his pocket and a shotgun on the floor, he made his run to Lexington to the bootleg whiskey store. Bootleg John, won't you come on home? Your family's all alone. You're running wild and your baby child wants his daddy home. And his hand was on his gun. He was set to go, but he didn't know he was making his last run. The sheriff pulled him over and he shot the lawman down. They locked him well in the county jail, the jail in Jackson Town. Bootleg John, won't you come on home? Your family's all alone. You're running wild and your baby child wants his daddy home. John, won't you come on home? Your family's all alone. You're running wild and your baby child wants his daddy home.
Thank you, folks. But I wanted you guys to really hear what these guys do on a daily basis in this band. So we're going to let Matt and Josh play a little switcheroo and let them pick one for you. Have you decided what you're going to play, buddy?
Well, I think it's going to be something like Southern Flavor.
Southern Flavor, okay. How about one more nice hand for Mr. Josh Brown and Mr. Matthew Heiser? So I was privileged and honored that our single that was released on May the 18th was the first single that was ever released on Union House Records. So thank you. So make sure you call all your favorite DJs and request that song. But we're going to try it for you. I don't know. Maybe we can get through it. Maybe we can't, because you heard what he does on the guitar, and I ain't him. So I'm just the one that tries to keep him going back here. But we're going to try it for you folks for the very first time. You're going to be the first crowd that's ever heard this song live, and we apologize ahead of time. We thank you so much for sticking around. And again, it's been a true honor. Thank you. I hope... thank you so much. I hope we've entertained you guys just partway as much as you've really kind of blessed us this weekend. We've had such a great time. Here's your one called Truck Driving. Wheels rolling, loaded up and hammered down. I'll drop this load in Detroit, then it's back to Middletown. Two more days of driving, I'll be headed home. Day feels like a week when you're out here on the road. Truck driving, wheels keep howling like the wind. Truck driving, wondering if this road will ever end. Traveled all the highway, from town to town. Now rumors on the radio, they'll shut the steel mills down. Only job I've ever had, though I paid my dues. Truckers' wildlife is all I ever knew. Truck grinding, wheels keep howling like the wind. Truck grinding, wondering if this road will ever end.
Sunshine on a cold rainy day. Mountain girl, I love you. Mountain girl, I still care. And if you feel the same way, joys of life we'll share. Come on. Come on.
church on a mountain. We'll be a scene of love and tenderness. She'll make me a mountain girl, my one and only. We'll live life with joy and happiness. Mountain girl, I love you. Mountain girl, I still can. And if you feel the same way, joys of life will share. Joys of life we'll little girl, you stand out in the crowd. You've been laughing and talking much too loud. But I see a little tear peeping through. It takes one to know one, and I know. It takes one to know one, and I know you. Little tear in your smile, I see through. You've been hurt and you're frightened, you're so blue. It takes one to know one, and I know you.
my hand. Go right on, cry, I'll understand. Ain't all my nipples start a crying too. It takes one to know one, and I know you. It takes one to know one, and I know you. Little tear in your smile, I see through. You've been hurt and you're frightened, you're so blue. It takes one to know one, and I know you. It takes one to know one, and I know you.
Here's one called Ode to the Mountain Man. Well, my daddy taught me things this world can never know, about how to be a good man and have peace within my soul. Well, he'd say to one others the very best that you can. When you lay down at night, son, a real mountain man. Well, he taught me to stand up for what I thought was right. When you're protecting others, it wasn't wrong to fight.
And when trouble comes a-calling, make sure to stand your ground. That's where the heart of a mountain man can always be found. It ain't just about where you live. It ain't about where you come from. It's about where you stand. Just living in the mountains don't make you a mountain man. Oh. They're a dying breed, hard to find this day and time. People helping neighbors and doing what is right. Working hard to feed a family, not holding out your hand. Well, that's the way you can tell a true mountain man. In a mansion doing well, or you might own a two-room shack on top of the hill. The almighty dollar don't make you good or bad. It's what's inside that you let out that makes a mountain man. It ain't just about where you come from. It's about where you stand. Just living in the mountains don't make you a mountain man. Just living in the mountains don't make you a mountain
man. So for Mr. Matthew Heiser here on the banjo / mandolin, Mr. Josh Brown here on the mandolin / guitar, Mr. Jeff Smith down there on the bass, I'm Mike Bentley. We appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. We're going to try this one for you. I'm just a bartender. I don't like my work, but I don't mind money at all. I see lots of sad faces, more than lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away. I can light up your smoke, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this old bar, I can gas up my car, I can pack up and mail in my keys.
need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray, and a honky tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away.
You've been listening to a live performance by Mike Bentley and Cumberland Gap Connection, which Jam Live recorded June 12th to June 14th, 2015, at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. We would like to thank the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. And also a big thank you to Steve Gedrose for preparing and conducting the interview. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, you'll find lots more on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page.